So, I think it's time to make a start. First of all, can we go around the room? This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Bernard Siret, France, near Lyon.
Okay, so we're going to carry on with the theme of blindfold games.
Ah.
Yeah, and again, it's two, this time it's two strong masters having a go at each other, two famous names.
They're both blindfolded, right?
They're both blindfold, yes, they're both blindfold.
Yeah.
And it's a match as well, so they clearly some publicity going on somewhere. That's two strong players at the time. I think it's 1909, the game. So the game begins, or it might be 1920. I looked at two games and I can't recall which date is which. So, but it's definitely before the 1930s. Okay. Game move for white, pawn echo four. Game, pawn echo four. Game move for black, pawn delta five. The Scandinavian, or the center counter. Game move for white. Echo four takes delta five. Right, believe it or not, there's a couple of choices here for black. The game move is going to be queen takes pawn delta five, but the alternative is knight foxtrot six. And black is hoping white will get greedy and go pawn charge four. And then black would play pawn echo six and turn it into a gambit. It's not a particularly good gambit, but it can be dangerous if white doesn't know what to do. So it doesn't work well at grandmaster level, but it will work well at club level if black has done the homework and white hasn't.
Might work a little better at blindfold level because it's white into an unfamiliar position.
Yeah. So black does a sensible move. Game move for black is queen takes pawn, delta five. Game move. Well, there's several moves here for whites, and they. Really think there's much between them. If you play knight foxtrot three immediately, you could end up in a pit.
Yeah.
If you play some. You can either attack the black queen immediately or take the centre. Today, white takes the centre. White plays game move pawn delta four.
Well, I would think Knight Charlie 3 would be
Sound.
better. Queen something right away. All right.
It probably doesn't make a great deal of difference.
Well, I would tend to develop my Charlie bishop and then retreat my queen now to Delta 7.
Yeah. Well, it's not the way I played with white anyway, but yeah, it's
No,
interesting.
there are so many ways to play this for white, yeah.
Oh, you know, when I when he plays delta four, I play immediately eva four, so it's out for.
Yeah.
There's a black and emo then. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do we have for black? Well, probably he could play eva six or
There's probably several moves again. There's not much. Well, all right. Delta 4 has allowed pawn echo 5, and black's beginning to sort out
yeah.
the centre.
Eva 5 should also equalize immediately, probably.
Well, similarly, how about Charlie 5?
Yeah, because they're all threatening queen to pawn delta four, aren't they? So even if white attacks the black queen, black picks up a pawn to begin. Well, actually, black doesn't, because either move, echo five or charlie five, knight charlie three, queen takes delta four. There's a queen trade, and then white can go knight bravo five, which threatens to win a pawn back on Delta 4 and Knight Fork on Charlie 7. So there's probably not much in it. It's just a game where players will be allowed to just to develop their pieces as they like. Okay, so black chooses game move, Knight Foxtrot 6. Now, white plays game move, white plays Knight Charlie 3. So we're just going to transpose here.
As I said, wouldn't it have been better? I think the whole point of hitting the queen first is then it has no good place to go. But if you delay like this, then black develops the Charlie bishop and puts his queen at Delta 7. And I think black has gained the tempo. And he hasn't blocked. The point, he hasn't blocked his bishop. That's the point.
But the proper queen, the proper square for the queen, I think I remember in the Scandinavian, is Alpha 5 or Delta 8.
Yeah, but they're both crummy places. So especially Delta 8, obviously, is just losing a tempo. And whereas if the Charlie bishop is developed and the queen is a Delta 7, that's wonderful development. That's what you want. Anyway, that's my thinking.
So the game move for black is queen Alpha 5. The only other main line these days is queen Delta 6.
But again, that blocks the Foxtrot bishop. Whereas he could have, well, I would say it again. Okay.
Well, it's a slow setup. It's not a dynamic opening in Scandinavian if white doesn't accept the gambit variation. So it's like the Carrick Kermit's. It's a slow players game. It's a game where you really don't get into each other until the middle game. So you just have to accept that both players are going to develop pieces, and it's going to be the middle game where the real fun begins.
Yep.
So the game move for black is queen Alpha 5. Game move for white, well, several choices here again. Bishop Charlie 4. Is trying to get maybe tactics going on the light squares, but you should never get away
with them. So it's Knight Felix 3, or?
Yeah, it's Knight Felix 3. Yeah, the game move is Knight Felix 3, and the alternative is what white's going to do next move. So the game move for white is Knight Foxtrot 3. Right, this is where black makes a serious decision. The game move for black is Knight Charlie 6, but the alternative, the serious alternative, is Pawn Charlie 6.
Such
as the black queen can retreat to Charlie, queen can retreat to Charlie 7 if need be.
Sure, that's all. Right.
And does it make any sense to play the bishop to Felix 5?
That's a popular choice. Bishop Foxtrot 5 and Bishop Golf 4 are the two main choices, apart from, I think, Pawn Charlie 6 is the most popular. And then I think Bishop Foxtrot 5 and then Bishop Golf 4. If you're going to play Bishop Golf 4, I think you should expect to play Bishop Takes Knight. Bishop Foxtrot 5 is just preventing white from playing Bishop Delta 3.
Yep.
Now the black queen is in a little bit of danger, not immediately, but you can't escape too easily. We'll see what happens.
Well, we'll see what happens, yeah, as you say. So the game move for black is Knight Charlie 6, but Pawn Charlie 6 comes with much greater flexibility. Yeah. But then again, the name of this variation just happens to be the name of the player playing the black pieces. So you think he knows something about this?
No.
Right, game move for white, where are we? Right, not yet. Game move for white is Bishop Delta 2.
Oh,
yeah! He did it!
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it sets up all sorts of little traps, tricks and traps on the Black Queen. Nothing forcing. You can't actually win the Black Queen, but you can have a good go. Okay, game move for black after bishop goes to 2, but look it up. Is bishop golf 4.
Bishop golf 4, yes.
So, now threatening just a simple knight takes pawn, delta 4. Okay, so there are a couple of moves here for white to avoid losing a pawn. I think the most popular and most sensible, I would suggest, is bishop bravo 5, just pinning the black knight.
Yeah.
And I think the most common reply after that was castle queenside, where clearly black isn't worried about bishop takes knight Charlie 6. Possibly getting a lot of play in the centre. Double pawns would only be weak once the middle game is over. I think Black's just every intention of making this a very strong middle game.
You could try to go with complications with knight beta 5 or so.
Yeah, well, that's the game move. But I'm just mentioning bishop bravo 5 is far more popular. Yeah.
Okay.
And black replies castles, and then I think it's each to their own. I think you get very sharp play. So you have to know what you're doing if you're going to castle queen side of black. And again, you definitely have to know what you're doing as white if you're going to play bishop takes knight and create an open board like that. Okay. So the game move for white is knight bravo 5, attacking the black queen. And she only has one move.
And you're attacking Charlie 7 also.
Yeah, but what's black going to do with the queen? Yeah.
No choice, that's 6.
It has to be Bravo. And anything else just loses material. And you're not going to go knight Bravo 4 because pawn alpha 3 wins a knight. Wins it. And even if black attacks the Bravo 5 knight, pawn alpha takes Bravo 4, is a double attack on the black queen first, and then the white knight. Actually, the white knight's got no retreat square. Well, isn't that sneaky? In fact, knight Bravo 4, pawn alpha 3, pawn alpha 6. Ah, yes, it does hit the black queen. Yeah, it's horrible. But then the knight on Bravo 5 is trapped. Okay. But the sensible move for black here is a game move, Queen Bravo 6.
Now that there's no moves. no good moves.
Okay. Any ideas? It's white to play. Any ideas?
Charlie 3 looks safe, and you will recycle the knight to Charlie 2.
Yeah, via alpha 3, Charlie 2, or alpha 3, Charlie 4 to echo 5.
Or maybe Charlie 4. Yes. Yeah, probably better. You're right. Yeah,
you have to be careful about this pin on the foxtrot 3 knight. So maybe bishop echo 2 should be, after Charlie 3, bishop echo 2 should be played.
The pin on the knight is not dangerous if you have played the Charlie 3, so you can delay it for a little while, but you'll need to develop the white bishop anyway. So.
Yeah. All right, there aren't many games in the database at this point. So I think it's telling you that this is an old variation and it's not catching on in recent times. I think they've replaced the old move with bishop bravo 5, the main line, instead of knight bravo 5.
At this point, it's probably good for one or the other side, so that it's not played anymore by the losing side.
Yeah. All right. The game. All right. The game move is pawn alpha four.
Yes.
But a different idea is pawn Charlie four, mm-hmm. which threatens pawn Charlie five, winning the queen. After pawn Charlie four, there's a forcing line. Black goes bishop takes foxtrot three, queen takes foxtrot three. Now the delta four pawn goes. So black plays knight Charlie six takes delta four. White plays knight bravo five takes delta four. Black plays queen bravo six takes delta four. Black's won a pawn. But white plays queen, takes pawn, bravo, seven. But then black comes in queen, echo, four check, forcing a trade of queens. And then we've got slight endgame imbalance, and white's got three pawns against two on the queen side. Black's got isolated pawns, but a semi-open file to play on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, tends to favour white, though. I think because of the queen side pawn majority and the two pawn islands against three. So two roughly equal players, I think white should have slightly better chances. And if you're a stronger player with white, you should just beat your opponents just by being the better player. They won't look after their weak pawns come the ending. All right, the game move is pawn alpha four, which threatens pawn alpha five, trapping the black queen. Any ideas?
We can try to enter the same kind of lines by bishop takes bishop takes knight, queen takes knight, and knight takes pawn.
You mean you could transpose back into the line I've just discussed, where with white having a pawn on alpha four instead of Charlie four?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a possibility.
Of course, white will play bishop eva 3, so he wins tempo, but he gets a pawn. No, yeah, he gets compensation for the pawn.
Yeah.
I don't see much else to play for...
Well, the first move has got to be removal of the foxtrot 3 knight, hasn't it? Because if you're going to do anything on delta 4, this foxtrot 3 knight has to be eliminated.
Not necessarily. Right? When knight takes pawn, the knight is pinned. Yeah,
I don't like too much to play alpha 5, because it makes it more difficult to remove the knight from beta 5.
Yeah, a move like bishop foxtrot four could leave you very awkwardly placed. Yeah. Well, the white threat is pawn alpha five. So what are you going to do about that?
Bishop takes knight.
And then white would definitely go queen takes.
Yeah.
Then what? You need a plan.
Knight takes pawn. Knight takes delta four.
Okay, you're transposing back into the same line. Okay.
Knight takes delta four. He will probably play bishop eva three, and I should be able to play eva five.
No, you've got knight takes queen, foxtrot three, bishop echo three. Queen's on foxtrot 3. When you play knight takes pawn delta 4, you attack the white queen.
Bishop takes foxtrot 3. Queen takes foxtrot 3.
Knight takes. Black knight takes delta 4, attacks the white queen on foxtrot 3.
And Charlie too.
And Charlie too. Yeah.
Yes, but I have. I still have bishop eva 3.
Yeah, but knight takes foxtrot 3 is check.
End of game.
So, yes. Yes. Knight takes foxtrot 3 is check. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So Pawn alpha 5 is coming, and that traps your queen. Okay, the game move for black is bishop takes knight, foxtrot 3. And the game move for white is queen takes bishop, foxtrot 3.
Is there anything in pawn takes there?
Not really. Knight takes pawn, delta fold. Yeah, hang on, then pawn alpha 5 traps your queen, doesn't it?
Yeah. So now your queen's not being hit by the knight.
Yeah, so knight takes delta 5.
Knight takes delta 4 is a simple game for black to play, yeah. And then white would play knight takes pawn. Black would play queen, takes the knight in the delta 4. White throws in queen, takes bravo 7. And then we've got this end game coming up because black flips in queen, echo 4 check. And that forces queens off. And then it's just the better player will win. Because white's got the better... I think the better player would win. I think white's got the best of chances because of the queen side pawn structure. So that's interesting. Golf takes foxtrot 3. How does black avoid losing a queen? It would have to be pawn alpha 5. After bishop foxtrot 4, black doesn't lose. After bishop foxtrot 4, black's got knight delta 5. But white might have time for pawn charlie 4. Oh no, bishop golf 3 drops back. And then pawn charlie 4 is coming in. Black's got time for pawn alpha 6 in the middle of all that. So, golf takes foxtrot 3 a suggestion. How does black avoid losing material? It has to be pawn alpha 5.
There's bishop echo 3.
And bishop echo 3 sets up some tricks. Black would have to play knight delta 5 to that.
You can play knight takes delta 5 too, delta 4 too, because on alpha 5 you have queen eva 6 check.
That saves charlie 7.
Yeah, but it's a check at the moment.
White would have to play bishop echo 3. Bishop echo 2 would allow knight takes pawn, golf, foxtrot 3 check.
Yeah.
That might be risky because after knight takes foxtrot 3, king moves to foxtrot 1. You got knight takes delta 2 check.
Knight takes delta 2 check and then queen moves.
And then you have to protect charlie 7. You could just retreat queen delta 7 and that will do the job. So you wreck white's pawn structure and won a pawn. Or two, you want two pawns, two gambit pawns. Don't play it.
Maybe instead of bishop echo 3, delta 4, delta 5, I mean.
If you ever play bishop echo 3, black might play knight delta 5 immediately.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Instead play delta 5 instead.
Or black will just take it, knight on foxtrot 6 takes it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we play queen takes foxtrot 3. It's black to play. You can avoid losing your queen by playing knight takes delta 4. Any other ideas?
For black now?
Yeah. White has just played queen takes not bishop foxtrot 3. Remember, pawn alpha 5 is just going to cost black a whole queen.
Yes. So we have we have to play that knight, so probably maybe knight delta 8, and then we have this check, and as usual.
Oh, I see. So you're still looking at queen echo 6 check, yeah?
Yeah, so... So yes, you retreat your knight to delta 8, maybe.
Okay.
Or you play alpha 5, but if you play alpha 5, the knight is going to remain here forever.
It's going to be very difficult to move.
What's wrong with knight takes delta 4?
Well, it just leaves black with a slightly worse ending, that's all. Two split pawns. You'll get split pawns on the queen side. After knight takes delta 4, white plays knight takes knight, black plays queen takes knight, delta 4. White goes in, queen takes pawn, bravo 7. And black plays queen, echo 4, check. And then we have an ending. And black's got the worst pawn structure. It's something that a positional player will convert more often. Yeah, a positional player would love this as white. Yeah, I expect Karpov to beat many players of 2700. Or Karpov of old. Karpov of 1980. To beat any 2700 with white. I don't know how good he'd be at doing it today. But there you go. He's giving, take 40 years off him. Yeah.
We have also something that's funny. I see that now we can try alpha 6. If he takes a queen, no, it doesn't work. I'm a tempo off, no.
Maybe
yes, yes, we play alpha 6. If he plays alpha 5, then we play pawn takes knight. He plays pawn takes queen, rook takes rook, check. And yeah. Then we have that pawn, the king has to move. Or he has to retreat the bishop, and if he moves the king to Eva 2, we get knight delta 2, winning the queen. And if he gets, so we get at least, we get almost three pieces for the queen.
So you're thinking of giving up the queen
yes.
To be able to activate the off-rate rook taking off one check.
Yeah.
And then if the white king comes forward, the knight on Charlie 6 comes in, takes delta 4 with check, family fork, and you lose a piece, but you've already won a knight and a rook in this. Yeah. Okay, yes.
I get more than that, in fact, because I will get the pawn, and I don't know what he's going to do after I play the rook takes rook check, where... He has to, if he moves the king, I get the queen. So he has to retreat the bishop to cover the check. So I get also the delta 2 bishop for the price.
Okay.
So in fact, I get three pieces for the queen.
Okay, so after bishop Charlie, let's go through the line properly. Alpha 5 proposed winning the black queen outright.
Right.
She can't go anywhere. So black must enter this sequence. So proposed alpha 6, white pawn alpha 5. Black must take alpha takes knight bravo 5. White must play alpha 5 takes queen bravo 6. Black
yes.
plays rook takes rook alpha 1 check. We've seen king echo 2 is hopeless, so we have to play bishop Charlie 1. Black
yep.
plays rook takes Charlie 1 check again. Now if king echo 2, that's the knight takes pawn delta 4 trick. So the king goes to delta 2. Now your rook is attacked. What are you going to do with this? Rook on Charlie 1 is attacked by the king on delta 2.
I think I must retreat the rook to... I think I have to retreat the rook to alpha 1.
If you retreat rook alpha 1, I think you'll find bishop takes pawn bravo 5 isn't very, very strong for white. Because if you play rook takes rook out on 1, there's bishop takes knight check. And if pawn takes the bishop, queen takes the pawn check, king delta 8, queen takes Charlie 7 check, king echo 8, queen Charlie 8 is made.
Mm-hmm.
And after bishop takes bravo 5, if rook takes rook out on 1, bishop takes Charlie 6. If the king moves delta 8, White goes bishop takes pawn, bravo 7, and he's threatening queen, Charlie 6, taking Charlie 7, going to Charlie 8 mates. The bravo 6 pawn supports the queen takes Charlie 7 idea.
So the king has to move to delta 7, but...
And then white goes rook takes rook alpha 1. When white played bishop bravo 5, takes bravo 5, white is threatening both the bishop takes knight trick and rook hotel 1 takes rook alpha 1.
So if I do nothing and I grab the other, if I play, then rook takes rook. Rook takes hotel 1.
Okay.
He will play bishop takes knight, I assume.
Yeah.
And then I will play king delta 8.
Then white would go bishop takes bravo 7, threatening queen, Charlie 6, and Charlie 7 mating. All right, you can play pawn echo 6, but if you're not careful, after queen, Charlie 6, white is threatening bravo 6 takes alpha 7, yeah. Promoting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see that deep. I wouldn't see that deep in a real game. And, honestly, I think I would have tried that line for now. But yes, you're right. It's probably losing for black.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens. The game move for black is pawn alpha 6.
Ah.
So we're going for it. Okay.
We're going for it, yes.
Game move for white. Well, if white retreats the knight, black simply has knight takes or queen takes pawn delta 4. So white could retreat the knight, but you lose your delta 4 pawn, and then I think black's just better.
Just fine, yes.
Yeah, black's got absolutely no problems whatsoever. White would have to retreat queen delta 1, and white's going backwards. Black's a pawn up. Given up the bishop pair, but I'd like to have black in this game. Okay, so white says okay, show me. White in the game plays pawn alpha 5.
Okay.
Black in the game plays game move alpha 6 takes bravo 5.
Uh-huh.
White plays alpha 5 takes queen bravo 6.
Mm-hmm.
Black plays rook takes rook alpha 1 check. White plays bishop Charlie 1. We don't want to go king echo 2 because knight takes pawn delta 4 check. And black will be a rook up at the end of the day. So black in the game plays rook takes bishop Charlie 1 check. Game move, rook takes Charlie 1 check. Game move for white is king delta 2. Nice black to play.
It's black to play.
If you move your rook sideways to alpha 1, bishop takes bravo 5, it is going to be... You could drop back with rook to alpha 7, maybe. Or if you go alpha 8, you're going to run into bishop takes knight check when bishop takes pawn bravo 7.
It's also threatening bravo takes Charlie 7.
Yep, that's also a possibility as well.
So maybe black plays rook takes bishop.
No, there is a... Wait a minute. We have a fork on... We still have that nasty fork on delta 4. Take Charlie 2 first. And I don't know if it's any good, but we can play that. The king cannot grab the rook.
That's cute, yeah.
So the question is what...
Because of knight takes pawn delta 4 check. Yeah, black will be a piece up in the middle of all this.
And maybe after that we can retreat the rook to not to Charlie 4. What do we do with the rook after that? So he plays the queen. Oh, What do we have? We have three minor pieces, one rook, and he has a queen. We can then grab. Even if we play rook takes bishop, it can be quite good for the trouble is a pawn on Charlie 7.
Well, you can always play King Delta 7 to stop that.
Yeah.
Or after it takes pawn, then you do, then black can play pawn takes pawn.
All right, well, you're looking at rook takes Charlie 2 check.
Yeah.
And obviously, if the king takes rook, it's the family fork. We get knight takes Delta 4. And even though you've lost your rook this time, you will still be a piece up after knight takes queen. And pawn takes Charlie 7 is nothing because king Delta 7 picks it up. So rook takes pawn, Charlie 2 check is the game move. Game move, rook takes pawn, Charlie 2 check.
This is a pretty crappy game.
Yeah.
Both sides.
Yeah. The game move for white is king. If you play king delta 3, what's going to happen? Has black got knight bravo 4 check?
Mm.
Where can the king go? It can't go to echo 4. It has to go to echo 3. After King Delta 3, maybe Black just simply plays Rook takes Bravo 2. Or maybe there's Knight Bravo 4 check. And if King Echo 3, that one of the knights comes to Echo 5, to Delta 5 check. You could play the knight on Bravo 4 to Delta 5 check, and you might have a drawback perpetual there if you want. So King Delta 3, Knight Charlie 6 to Bravo 4, King Echo 3 is forced on the legal move, and then Knight on Bravo 4 to Delta 5 is a draw.
We also have to deal with, I would be also thinking of a pawn move, Golf 6.
Golf 6, threatening Bishop Hotel 6 mate, yeah. White would have to move the queen somewhere. Queen takes Bravo 7, which is dangerous to threatening Queen Charlie 8 mates, and you vacate Foxtrot 3. So you might be advised. You can look at moves like Golf 6, but Queen takes Pawn Bravo 7 might.
I was thinking of playing Pawn Golf 6 immediately after the king moves to Eva 3, escaping the check from the rook.
Oh no, the king, after the rook check, the king goes to Delta 3.
Yeah. But if he goes to Eva 3, then I would play that. Okay.
Ah, okay, yeah. If King Echo 3 immediately, yeah. You know, the game move is rook takes pawn Charlie 2 check. If King Echo 3, pawn Golf 6 will cause a lot of problems. The queen could come back to Delta 1, which puts a tempo on the black rook, but you have got Bishop Hotel 6 check. Pawn Foxtrot 4, Knight Delta 5 check. At the end of the day, Black's getting lots of play here. So King Delta 3, there's a possibility of a draw for Black if Black wants, if White wants to allow it as well. King Delta 3, Knight Bravo 4 check. King Echo 3, Knight on Bravo 4 to Delta 5 check is a repetition, and there's no way out of it.
King Delta 1 looks better because that's Black in the Foxtrot.
Yeah, you're right. You're also blocking Foxtrot Bishop, who wants to play Bishop takes pawn Bravo 5.
Yeah.
Okay, so King Delta 1. Now, if Black gets greedy here and plays Knight takes pawn Delta 4, Knight Queen takes Bravo 7, threatening both Queen 8, Queen to Charlie 8 mates, and if sorry, if knight takes delta 4 here for black, queen takes bravo 7. Threatening either pawn takes pawn and or queen Charlie 8 mace. If the king comes to delta 7, pawn takes pawn is, well, you've probably got some mates with queen takes Charlie. No, you haven't got a mate. If queen takes Charlie 7, check king echo 6. But then you've got pawn, bravo, 7, 8. You might as well go pawn, take bravo, threat. Charlie 7, threaten pawn, Charlie 8 equals queen.
I think I would play, I would try to get a simple position. I would play pawn takes pawn, Charlie 7 takes beta 6, and then Eva 6. Because I don't think that the triple pawn, they are not that weak. It's difficult for black to attack any of the pawns at the moment. And I think that black will have enough time to castle.
Okay. If you play Charlie 7 takes bravo 6 now, you allow bishop takes pawn, bravo 5, and then the rook is unprotected because you cannot play knight takes pawn, delta 4. So if pawn takes Charlie bravo 6, Charlie takes bravo 6, white plays bishop takes pawn, bravo 5, and the rook must move again.
Yeah, bishop takes pawn is strong for white.
Well, it's going to wipe out the entire black queen side, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the rook at the same time.
Yeah. Well, and what's more, the rook can't stay on the file. The rook can't stay on the C file. So bishop takes knight, Charlie 6 is going to be... White's going to pick up an awful lot of material.
Is it going to be an awful lot of material for? I can see his play king delta 8 after you pin my knight and with bishop 5.
If bishop takes bravo 5 comes in, you play king delta 8. White has king takes rook Charlie 2.
No. After bishop knight 5, after bishop beta 5, I play delta 8.
Yeah, and then king takes rook Charlie 2. Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No. It's ambient.
Ah, I get you. Okay, yeah. And of course, if bishop takes knight Charlie 6, okay. Yes.
If bishop takes knight 6, I will play rook takes knight, rook takes Charlie 6, and then...
Yeah, all right, okay. Maybe you can just about do that.
I don't, I will not cancel. You are correct.
Draw too slow. All right, the game move for black is black protects the bravo 5 pawn. Black simply plays rook takes pawn, bravo 2. So black's picked up another two pawns. Of course, black is badly behind in developments. If the white queen ever gets into the position, that the black king will get kicked around.
So now he must play pawn takes pawn. Because if he doesn't now, I will play Charlie 7 takes beta 6.
No, it's twice move, right? So
twice move. Black has just played rook takes pawn, bravo 2.
But the other way around, maybe that's as good. Bravo takes Charlie 7.
Okay, if bravo takes Charlie 7, believe it or not.
King delta 7, of course.
Okay, well, we're at the point now where there's two games in the database.
Oh.
This game, and where it's white to play. The other game, which we're not looking at, is bravo 6 takes Charlie 7.
Mm-hmm.
King delta 7. Was that right? Yeah, I think it was. King delta 7, yeah. Then white pushed pawn delta 5. Black came in knight delta 4. White pushed pawn Charlie 8 equals queen check. Black played king takes queen. White played queen Charlie 3 check. And black retreated knight Charlie 6. Now why isn't white playing queen takes rook? Ah, because in the middle of all this, Black's I've misremembered it somewhere. Black fixing, flexing, rook, bravo, one check somewhere. Ah, that's it. That doesn't work. All right, I'm missing something here. If bravo takes Charlie 7, what does Black do first? Is it rook bravo 1 check? Knight, it can't be knight takes delta 4 because pawn Charlie 8 equals a queen. It has to be king delta 7. It has to be king delta 7. So pawn takes Charlie 7, king delta 7.
Mm-hmm.
I think then white pushes pawn delta 5, and then black plays rook bravo 1 check.
Yes.
And if king Charlie 2, this knight takes pawn, that's a family fork again, hitting the queen. So after rook bravo 1 check, the king has to go to delta 2. Then black brought the knight into delta 4, this is making sense. And then white pushed the pawn promotion, king takes Charlie 8, and then white played queen Charlie 3 check. And black rather cheekily put the knight back on Charlie 6. Well, another wild game.
Yeah.
Okay, so bravo takes Charlie 7 is interesting. Well, that's not the game move for white. Any ideas? Any ideas for white?
So the king is on delta 1 and the rook is on bella 2 right now.
That's right. Rook's on bravo 2, king delta 1. Pawn on delta 4 for white.
Delta 5?
Yeah,
that's an idea. The knight will probably come in on delta 4.
You may want to put the queen on Felix 4, and the queen on Felix 4 threatens the Charlie 7 pawn.
And if the Charlie 7 pawn goes, so will Bravo 7, and that Bravo 6 pawn will be very strong for white. You have to be careful about black playing knight delta 5 at some point, because knight delta 5 guards Charlie 7 in some way. It guards it against the queen, but not against the pawn. And it also threatens knight takes pawn, bravo 6, if you get the time.
Mm-hmm. Queen alpha 3.
With the idea of queen alpha 8 check, takes bravo 7, takes Charlie 7, all sorts of horrors. Yeah. And it threatens the rook. Yep, game move for white is queen alpha 3. And it threatens the rook. It can't move forwards. Oh, it can go to bravo 4.
Queen
alpha 3, game move. You could play rook bravo 4, I suppose. It's pawn delta 5, black has got knight takes delta 5.
It's fairly safe.
And then you're threatening pawn echo 6, followed by rook bravo 1 check. But white's going to be into the position with queen alpha 8 long before that. And if black tries to defend with knight delta 8, simply bravo 6 takes Charlie 7. It wins a knight with check and a queen. And probably mate.
Wait a minute, you want to play. If I play rook, rook, Bella 4, you play queen, takes queen, alpha 8, check. Then we have to play king, delta 7, and then what for white?
Queen takes bravo 7. Black has to play knight, delta 5.
Black will have to play knight, delta 5, yes. Or rook, Bella 1, check, but I don't think that rook, Bella 1, check is going to be any good. So it has to be knight delta 5. And then you play, you grab the pawn and charge. No, you can't. So knight delta 5.
Backwardly guards, yep. I tell you, the move most easy to overlook is the backward knight capture. And I had one just a few days ago.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah, I put my knight on Charlie 4 and my opponent invaded rook delta 2. Of course, the knight can backwardly take it. It's a little bit more complex than that, but that's essentially it. It was dangerous because my opponent had a pawn on echo 3, which then took the knight on delta 2. But thankfully, I could get to a piece to stop the promotion. So it could have been a brilliant sacrifice. Or it might have miscalculated.
Yeah.
We don't know.
The nice point about playing the line with rook Bella 4 is that the delta 4 pawn is probably going to pull with check by rook takes pawn check.
Yep, and then black can go rook alpha 4 as well.
Later, yes.
So I think after rook bravo 4, white would jump in with queen alpha 8 check. Mm-hmm. All right, this is a very, very deep, very deep plan. You already come up with the idea, actually. What's the material imbalance so far?
Well, we have 18 points for white, and we have 18, 19, we are up 2 points.
Okay.
If we ever trade rooks, black will be definitely much, much better. I think that now black should try to trade rooks because the minor pieces will dominate the queen, probably.
Well, black's going to make sure white doesn't have a passed pawn on the 7th. And then eventually black can start to hope this bravo 5 pawn will do something.
Yeah. But I would love to play that with black, actually. I don't know. I would probably lose, but I'd love to play that.
Okay, so the material imbalance is white's got a queen against black's rook and three minor. Oh, hang on. The white rook on hotel 1 and the white black rook on hotel 8 cancel. The white bishop and bishops on the bishop, foxtrot file cancel. So it's two knights and rook and passed pawn against a queen.
There is no passed pawn so far.
There is the pawn on bravo 5.
Oh yes. Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So rook is essentially. Well, you already looked at the idea.
If black has enough time to castle, black will probably win.
Yeah, okay. Black's never going to get time to castle. Queen alpha 8 check is going to be all right. It's going to come in virtually straight away, isn't it?
Yeah. It looks like the first move should be rook to bravo 1 check. Saves the rook. and keeps the protection on Robin.
It does it with check as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it does it with check, but then the king will move to Charlie 2 and the rook is attacked again. So
That's where you need the inspiration.
That's why I would play Rook Bella 4. What do we have? So if we play Rook, if we play Rook Bella 1 check, King Charlie 2.
Well, I can play Rook to Alpha 2.
No.
Then we must play the king. We must play the rook back to Bella 4. I don't see anything else. And then the situation is the same, but the white king is in a better location, so we have lost time. So it seems to me that the check on Bella 1 loses time.
What's that with Rook to Alpha 2?
Queen takes rook.
King is on Delta 1.
And then your fourth knight with the knight.
No, the king is on Delta 1.
Yeah, no, you can't.
But it went to Charlie 2.
Charlie 2 after the check. Yeah, he's right.
Well, if you play Rook, Rook Bravo 1 check.
It's not Bravo 1 now. Sorry, yeah, too bad. It's 2 that was.
Yeah, but 2. You first have a move with a rook, with a queen. The queen gives a check first. So let's face it, you have no way you can escape the white from playing queen alpha 8 check. So you have to cope with that.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to play king delta 7.
You have to play king delta 7. So the question is, what do we do with that rook on Bella 2?
Yeah, the rook could just go for free. That's what?
Or let it go for free. No. If you're gonna have to get rid of it for the best you can get.
No.
Look at it this way. White is going to play queen alpha 8 check, king delta 7, queen takes bravo 7, which threatens either queen or pawn takes charlie 7.
So we know we have to play then knight delta 5. The knight in delta 5 is in a safe square because it can be protected by eva 6, which also develops the bishop.
Yeah, and there's a knight on Charlie 6 in a way as well, yeah.
Yeah, the king is on Delta 7.
Yeah.
So, Well, the bishop cannot grab the Bella 5 pawn because of the rook, so it means that the rook must stay on the Bella file. If we play rook takes foxtrot 2, you are lost. So the Bella 5 is going to fall. So the rook needs to remain on the Bravo file.
There's not much space there.
Bella 4, I tell you. We'll see. But it's either Bella 4 or Bella 1. And I prefer Bella 4. But
it might be Bella 1 and then rook takes bishop. So that bishop move is very threatening.
Yeah. It's going to be difficult to challenge on the light squares, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you give an exchange back, you're going to have three minor pieces against a queen, and you want to make sure you have a passed pawn on the queen side. Mm. They're very difficult games to play, queen against three minor pieces.
So you will need to have the setup with the knight on the knight will be on delta 5, the pawn will be on eva 6, the queen will be on delta 7, and it's probably playable, but you have to be careful because you lose the Bella 7 pawn.
Yes, you will lose the Bella 7 pawn. You must make absolutely certain that white does not get a pawn on Charlie 7.
Yeah, but white has no way of getting rid of the knight on delta 5. With the rook, it's going to take too much time. You probably have time to... Okay, so what's your move?
Okay, the game move is rook bravo 1, check.
Yeah.
Rook bravo 1, check, and the game move for white is king Charlie 2. And the game move for black is rook takes bishop fox slot 1.
Ah. Takes rook?
No.
Check
first. It probably doesn't make a great deal of difference, but the game move for white is to play queen alpha 8 check first. Game move for black is king delta 7. Notice if you play knight delta 8, bravo 6 takes Charlie 7, just wins everything. Pins wins the knight, hopeless. So the game move for black is king delta 7.
And white has enough time to play. No need to hurry. Who takes rook?
If you play queen takes pawn bravo 7, yeah. I think you are threatening queen takes Charlie 7 or pawn. You're threatening pawn takes Charlie 7 and pawn Charlie 8 double check. In fact, I don't think we need to analyze that. Mm-hmm. Well, so if you play queen take pawn bravo 7, black will play knight delta 5. If you play pawn takes pawn, black will be forced to play knight 2 to pawn Charlie 7.
Yep.
And then you have time for rook takes rook. But queen takes pawn forces the issue, because if black goes rook takes rook hotel 8, black could go rook takes, after queen takes bravo 7, doesn't black go rook takes fox rook 2 check? And then play knight delta 5.
We may have enough time to play knight delta 4 check. And then what?
Got to be careful about king delta 3 leaving a piece hanging. All right. If queen takes bravo 7 here for white, I think rook takes fox block 2 check is asking. It's just another good pawn. And then black comes in knight delta 5 anyway. Might have rook alpha 1 to alpha 8, yes. Or right alpha 1 to alpha 6, things like that. Mm-hmm. All right, white in the game plays the simple rook takes rook fox drop 1. Okay, so it's black to play. You've got to get rid of all the threats on the queen side.
Play knight delta 5.
Yeah, it's the only move to keep everything under control. Game move for black is knight delta 5. Game move for white.
It's not the only move. Eva 6 is also a move, because after Eva 6 you will play knight delta 5. So
yeah, you could probably do them either way around. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
All right, the game move for black is knight delta 5. I think it's best to get across to the queen side quickly. Game move for white is queen.